In the legend of the Freedom Quilt Code, this pattern, called Shoofly, was understood as a symbol that identified a person who could guide and help those escaping slavery along the Underground Railroad. The Reverend Freeborn Garrettson, who once lived on these very grounds, equated his religious conversion to Methodism in 1775 with the emancipation of those enslaved persons that he had kept. In his journal, he wrote, "The plan of salvation was open to me. I felt the power of faith and love that I had been a stranger to before. This thought powerfully struck my mind. It is not right for you to keep your fellow creatures in bondage. You must let the oppressed go free." One of those oppressed that Garrettson freed went on to co-found the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the Reverend Richard Allen. Now, we may never know if Garrettson's property served as a station on the Underground Railroad, but shortly before he died, Garrettson wrote, "I shall always have an aversion to the practice of holding our fellow creatures in abject slavery. The magnitude of a crime depends greatly upon the light we sin against." Garrettson certainly saw that light.